forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She'd sigh like Sweet the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Kurzenegg, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She sighed like Sweet the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Sweet the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a Crash Course for the Ravers show on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Next week, next Sunday, there's the Woo Music Review going on in Worcester. And I'm going to have a few people come in that are participating in that, some of the bands, some members from bands, and my band will be playing there, the Thigh Scrapers. So I'll give you a rundown of all the bands in a little bit, and hopefully those guys will get here around 1:30, or maybe they'll trickle in. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Always by the seat of our pants on live radio.
When I was back there in seminary school, there was a person there who put forth the proposition that you can petition the Lord with prayer. Petition the Lord with prayer. Petition the Lord with prayer.
You cannot petition the Lord with prayer.
Can you give me sanctuary? I must find a place to hide, a place for me to hide. Can you find me soft asylum? I can't make it anymore. The man is at the chocolate candy, champion sax, and a girl named Sandy. There's only three ways to get unraveled. One is to sleep and the other is travel. Your neighbor till his wife gets home. Catacombs, nursery bones, winter women throwing stones, carrying babies to the river. Lunch! Yeah, he bought a little bit, but he ate it. All right. Now, this is the best part of the trip. This is the part I really like. Really like it, yeah.
song parade has now begun. Listen to the engines hum. People out there have some fun. Cover up on my left, left but on my right. Everyone in a silk dress, covered beads around the neck. Just a hunter in that green vest, do his rest of the fair. Lions in the night, out of sight. The lights are getting brighter. Radio is moaning on to the dials. There are still a few animals left out in the yard, but it gets harder.
Your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge-watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Thank you. sandwich with a professor sharp. Deep and wonderful food on the table. There's really no hurry, I'll eat in a while. I was complaining, I was down in the dumps. I feel so strong, I thought you pulled me up for me. Ba 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 ba. I slipped.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravey Show. I'm expecting a call soon from my guests. Hopefully they'll make it here. Members from bands playing the Woo Music Review in Worcester. And yeah, it's going to be a big day. It starts, this is on the 30th, Saturday, September 30th. Did I say Sunday last time? Yeah, next Saturday, September 30th. I'll be taking the day off from here. I asked for a substitute. But 2 p.m., Cody Mack, Trip Sevens, 2:45. The Thigh Scrapers, 3:20. The Midnight Sun, 4 o'clock. Himmelfarb at 4:45. Willie D at 5:25, Monday morning at 6:05, Tombstone Toffee at 6:45, Sunset Electric will be at 7:30, Woo City Pat at 8:15, Lucas Diablo will be going on at 8:45, Wrought Iron Hex 9:30, Dalton Moon at 10:15, Muscle Car will go on at 11. And Hung, last but not least, Hung at 11:45. That's the roundup. We're supposed to be hearing from members of the Midnight Sun and Lucas Diablo and Trip Sevens today. That's what I heard. Anyways, we'll see what happens. I know there's a lot of cars out there. But they might be having a hard time finding a place to park. So I'm not going to get mad. And I got something brand new from my buddy Ian with Odin Stone. Thinking of the Midnight Sun. Odin Stone, a rare find. We're going to try this one. It's Howling at the Moon. And it's not a Ramones cover. We'll be right back.
Moon.
Pretty girl, I see you see me through your window. Don't turn your nose up. Well, you can if you need to. You won't be the first or last. It must strain you to look down so far from your father's house. And I know what a louse like me in this house could do for you.
would spend the morning walking with me by the maze. Cause I'm coming to watch them so much lively days.
Treat that actually. That was called Unwashed and Somewhat Snarky Days. And this next thing is a
all the time.
91.5 WMFON Medford with Lucas Diablo there. A Step Ahead of You. Before that, we started the show off with The Doors, A Soft Parade, live on PBS Television, New York, 1970. We had Television in there with Elevation, Talking Heads with Pulled Up and Drugs, Odin Stone, Howling at the Moon, Ramones, Howling at the Moon, same name, different song, David Bowie, Unwashed and Somewhat Slightly Dazed, and then, yes, Lucas Diablo, A Step Ahead of You, and they will be playing at next week's The Woo Music Review in Worcester.
You.
And, yeah, I got the guys right in front of me. And, yeah, say hello, guys.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's going.
Right on.
How you doing?
What's up, buddies?
So we got Rob.
Yeah.
From the Midnight Sun.
Correct. Comundo.
Chris. From Lucas Diablo.
Yes, sir.
And your name again, sir?
I'm Triple Sevens, and I just do my own thing, man. I'm a rapper.
Triple Sevens the rapper. I won't give you crap for that.
You can't.
No, welcome, welcome, everyone. And who do we have over here?
This is my lovely wife, Cynthia.
Oh, hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
So, yeah, we got a big show going on next week, huh?
We do. Oh, we're going to have a large variety of music for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a bit about it, Rob. Does this happen every year?
So this is the first one, but I do want to make this an every year event.
An annual event.
Yeah. I've been booking and promoting basically my own band shows, and for a short time before my second to last band, I was doing that when I wasn't in a band. And I've always thought about getting like an all-day thing together, but you know, with just life passing by all the time, never pulled the trigger on getting into planning one. What caused me to do this one was actually my part-time singer, Craig McDonald. His son Cody also raps, and he's still only 20 years old, I believe, and he is ready to stop performing, and he hit me up, and he's like, hey, my mom and dad told me you'd probably be the good guy to get me a gig. I want to play my first gig, and I'm like, yeah, I can think about it. And there are some bars that will let some underage people in, but they're kind of coming few and far between, but the Raven is still one of them that will let you do all-age events.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So I hit Chris, the owner of the Raven, up, and
nice big venue, by the way. I've played there before.
Yeah, it's a good, and they got good sound in there. And when he lets you turn them on, he's got some good lights in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, so
I'm sure they'll turn them on for this.
Oh yeah, he'll turn them on.
Oh, they will. They will.
Sounds like you have a story though. I'm gonna pick your brain later on that.
What, the light story?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that spurred me to hit him up about the show. And as I was thinking about it, I was like, you know what? Maybe this would be the good time to finally do that. And it was not even a lot of time left in between when I picked the date. But I'm like, if I throw myself into the fire, basically, which is what I usually do with most things, you know, that I'll make it happen one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what happened. I hustled a lot to a lot of bands. Some were already booked, some had other previous engagements, and I was able to put it all together and find 15 acts. Like I said, I already had the venue secured, so my hope is to, if not next year, but the year after, move it to a much more grander
Middle venue. East or something?
What's that?
No, you want to stay in Worcester, don't
you?
Yeah,
I'm going to stay in Worcester.
Awesome.
But yeah, you know, there's a new big place in Worcester without, you know, letting too much of the idea out of the bag. And I think I have some inroads to the place, and it would be much larger next year.
Okay.
If, you know, things go right.
I hope I can join you for that one as well.
Yeah, I'll ask as many fans from the original one back, because I think it'd be a thing maybe where we could even add more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe more days and stuff like that, but
oh my God,
that, you know.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And all sorts of genres, I see.
Yeah, and that's the way I wanted it, because that's the way I listen to music, too.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I actually wanted it to be more hip-hop represented, but that's all I could find. It seems like there's a lot of rappers who want to be Instagram rappers.
Yeah.
But not actual live rappers.
Okay.
So, although there are a lot of rappers around, not many are ready to, get up on stage and do it in front of people, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's why we are kind of limited on the hip hop side of things, but I got what I could.
It doesn't bother me. I'm not into the rap myself, but
I have been. That was my, I grew up with my cousins and uncles and stuff listening to Zeppelin and Beatles, and I loved all that stuff. But my first music that was my music was rap music.
Mm-hmm.
When I bought my first record.
I remember the first time I heard rap.
Yeah.
late 80s. It was a Run DMC song. Hard Times.
Yeah.
And I just went, why is this guy just talking to me? He's not singing. What is this?
Yeah. No, I remember.
Still remember the day.
I remember a lot of people being like that when rap first came out.
Oh, man.
But yeah, no, I didn't take it that way at all. I just took it as a different way of getting the point across.
Cool.
I mean, rock was a rebellion at one point, and now rap's just a rebellion from rock, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a rebellion.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
I'll still rock your socks off, all right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're kind of punk. I hope there's a few other punk bands on this Woo Music Review.
Oh, yeah.
More metal-ish.
No, so we have Dalton Moon, who's he does his own music, but it's more of a classic rock feel, and then there are some metal bands, and then, straight up punk, I'm not so sure. You guys might be one of the only.
Uh-huh.
But even my stuff has some punk influence in it, We're on the heavier side, but I hear some stuff that I'm doing it, and I'm not a fan of punk rock music, but it's never been one of my main focuses on what I listen to. But then when I listen to some of my progressions and things that we've done, I'm like, you know what? If the tone was a bit different and we were tuned up to standard tuning, that would be like a punk rock progression,
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and I'm surprised that influence
is
there to come out. Yeah. But yeah, but as far as, some punk influence, there's definitely bands in there with some punk influence. But yeah, it's going to be like this metal, there's rock and roll, and then it's like, stoner rock, grunge.
That stuff's cool. Yeah.
So,
I'll go down the list.